In the Dom Yerushalmi, corresponding to the Dom Bavli, Daf Pei Dalad, we begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Zayin, we're based on the 11th line, Tani Uvimasa Oni. Tani Uvimasa Oni, we have a Vaisa, a question, and she can benefit also from Masa Oni, and there's a question of what you said that she cannot. Leifka Masa Oni, Masa Oni, Nitin, Vizichia, Ve'ilu, Aziva. The Gemara answers that Halacha follows our Mishnah, not the Vaisa, and Masa Oni is not here in our Mishnah. The Masa Oni is through Zechiah, which means the Balabais gives it to whichever Aniyim he wants. These are Mishnah abandons, means left for the poor to take by themselves. Rabbi ben Chanina Amar Adam Nathan Ma'asoisav B'Tevas Hanaya. Rabbi ben Chanina says that one may give his tithes for Tevas Hanaya, means the recipient gives something to the Balabais. Rabbi Yochan Amar In Adam Nathan Ma'asoisav B'Tevas Hanaya. Rabbi Yochan says one may not give his tithes for Tevas Hanaya. My time with Rabbi ben Chanina, V'ish Eskadoshav Lo Yiyeh. What's the source for Rabbi ben Chanina? The Pasuk says in Bamidbar Perek, Hey, Pasuk Yud, and a man, his holy items will be to him, meaning he may benefit from them. Rabbi Yochan Omar, Lo Yiyeh Yidnam Mechomish Yitze. Rabbi Yochan explains the phrase Lo Yiyeh as he may give them to whoever he wishes. Asisa Pliga Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. The Gemara asks again to Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina from the Mishnah, Koinam Kohanim and Levim will not benefit from me. They take against his will. And they benefit from something that he had rights to benefit from it. Patala ba'ime'i efshi litain matana kol eka. The Gemara answers, this is when he says, I do not want to give it all. Therefore he has no Torah Sanah in them. Pida shukain litaninan kohanim Elu levim elu nenim li yitlu achirim. We're bringing support from the Mishnah. It says that he forbade these kohanim and these levim. Others take, but not the ones he forbade, because he has Torah Sanah in them. Asisa pliga Rabbi Yochanan omer hu li yisor helech asel hazeh v'tein b'chol zeh leben biti kohen. We have a question against Rabbi Yochanan from a Baisa. One means plainly may tell a yisor, here is a sela, give this b'chol to my daughter's son, a kohen. Patala b'reitze litnai l'shnayim oven bitoy echad mehem. Amalei helech asela v'tein kuloi leben biti kohen. The Gemara answers that the case that he wants to give it to two kohanim, half to each, and Kohen's daughter is one of them, he told him, here's a seller, give all of it to my daughter's son, a kohen. Bon kohen would be zora kohen li yisrael, she'd say, ma v'yosi ben chanina omel. The question to Rabbi Zora that if a kohen gives a seller to a yisrael, what would v'yosi ben chanina, who permits to a sanah, say? They are given, Rabbi Zora did not answer. Chizkiah, quoting Rabbi Acha, said that he answered like this, according to Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina, a kohen to a yisrael, why is it forbidden? Is it not due to ma'asa ayin, means it looks like a kohen who helps in the granary in order to receive trumah? If Rabbi Yochanan isleili yisrael, yisrael asim play ma'asa ayin. So when does Rabbi Yochanan argue with Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina? Does Rabbi Yochanan forbid even a Yisrael to a Yisrael due to Ma'asa Ayin? The decree due to a decree due to Ma'asa Ayin? Am Rabbi Yossi b'chanin, b'abun, chilul kodshem yeshkan v'taymah mipnei Ma'asa Ayin? Rabbi Yossi b'abun responded, well, there is chilul, means disgrace of kodshem here, and you say that it's only due to Ma'asa Ayin? Voi min adoha kehanim alaviyim hamasayim v'goronais ein noisim lahem v'chumah v'leimase v'yonosan chilul v'yitzei v'aleim kosavoymeh We bring support. Kohanim and Levim who help in the granaries, we don't give to them Truma or Maaseh. If he gave to them, he profaned the Truma or Maaseh. About them it says, and he shall not profane the holy items of Bnei Yisrael, and they profane them. Yesh Mekan Amu Trumasam Einon Truma Maaseisam Einon Maaseh Egdeshim Einon Hekdesh Aleim Kosavimeh. He said even more that not only is it forbidden ideally, but rather even b'di'evah, means their truma is not truma, their maaseh is not maaseh, and the hekdesh is not hekdesh. About them, it says, its heads are judging based on bribery, meaning matanos kahuna, which are called mishpat, are given through bribes. Given Ayin tiyeh v'harabayis levo misya'ah. Hashem brings upon them three punishments, as the following pasuk says there in Micha, Per Gimel, pasuk Yud Beis. Therefore, because of you, Sion should be plowed as a field, Yerushalayim should become heaps, and the Temple Mount like the high places of a forest. There's a question against Rabbi Yochanan from the Mishnah. One who is Makadish with Trumos, Masos, Matnas Kahuna, Mechatas, which is the water on which ashes of Parah Adumah were put, or ashes of Parah Adumah, she is Makadishus, even though he's a Yisrael, means he's Makadish with his Torah Sanah of Matanis. The answer is that it discusses Truma that he inherited from his mother's father, who was a Kohen.